welcome to the Blues Weekend Update, brought to you by the Yarra Valley Country Club. Following a loss to the Dockers on Saturday, Sam Kerridge spoke to Carlton Media about the impact the group's leaders are having on up-and-coming players.
I'm trying to set an example, I guess, not only game day, but during the week as well, and try and help out as much as you can. And like I said, actions speak, you know, louder than words. And I think, you know, Cripper's a perfect example of that. He's done a mountain of work with the likes of Zachy Fisher, Petrescu Seaton, and they're really flourishing from that. But, yeah, I guess when you know, when you've got a bit more experience, you do try and shoulder it a bit more and take a bit more of the load. But, you know, to get the results, we're going to need 22 out there playing their role week in, week out.
Team player Matthew Wright ticked off 150 AFL games against Fremantle. He spoke about just how valuable the Carlton faithful's support has been this year.
It's one of those things there, you know, they rock up week in, week out, and we really value their support, and, you know, we take pride in the supporters group that we got. So they've been fantastic all year. Obviously, we haven't been in the win-loss column where we want to be, but they've been with us the whole time, and we're really appreciative.
Assistant coach Tim Clark said the team would take lessons from the first half of the season into the second half of the year.
Yeah, it wasn't the start that we're looking for, but we're looking to build on what we built on in the first half of the season, create good synergy amongst the group. The midfield, this is the first time that a lot of them have played together. So it's Paddy Cripps getting used to playing with Paddy Dow. Zachy Fisher's been playing more game time through there. Samo Petrescu Seaton. So it's a really good opportunity for these guys to work hard together and build some momentum leading into the last few games of the season.
Head of football Andrew McKay spoke with SEN on Sunday about where the playing group is currently at.
I think the middle tier can improve, and the younger guys will improve, but you can't expect them to shoulder the load and create the win or loss for us. They're there to provide the excitement and enthusiasm, whereas the middle tier guys provide the grunt work and the win or the loss, so to speak, and so do the experienced guys. And you know, you have people like you mentioned, Paddy Cripps doing a great job. Cruz was okay in the second half yesterday. Kate Simpson had an outstanding third quarter, and it was a credit to him that he sort of led that bounce back for us in that second half. We've got Mark Murphy on the sidelines, of course, which isn't helping a whole lot. And hopefully, Mark will be back in the next couple of weeks. You know, we've got Marchbank on the sidelines. We've got Matty Kennedy on the sidelines. So, you know, those guys are going to be back in the next couple of weeks, which you'll see instant improvement once those types come back. So I'm looking forward to getting those guys back.
Carlton now looks towards its second clash with the old enemy Collingwood. Calm defender Jacob Wietering will notch up 50 AFL games in the match between rivals. He spoke about what the milestone means to him.
Yeah, massive honour to play 50 games for the Carlton Football Club, obviously one of the biggest clubs in Melbourne. Really proud moment for me, but small milestone, I'll just take it in my stride and play it as I have sort of every game and just play my role for the team.
Matthew Kennedy made a successful return from injury in the VFL on the weekend. Having played in the Blues' round three loss to the Pies, he gave his take on this weekend's clash.
Yeah, they're a pretty good team, the Pies, in really good form in the top eight, since sixth, I think. So they've got a pretty elite midfield in Treloar, Pendlebury, Adams and those sort of blokes. So I think the midfield battle will be not where it's won and lost, but it'll be a big part of it. I think just their spread away from the stoppage and just their ball movement is very quick and exciting football, so they'll be hard to stop, but I think the boys will be up for it.
The old foes will unite for a common cause on Sunday, with both clubs raising awareness for the Peter McCallum Cancer Foundation. The two teams will vie for the Peter Mac Cup, which Carlton currently holds since its 2017 victory over Collingwood. Jack Silvani spoke with media this morning after attending the UCAN Centre to promote the cause.
So any awareness that we can build and all money that we can raise on a day like this and give back in any way we can is something that we really cherish. Unfortunately, it rears its ugly head in many ways, and there are a lot of people affected by this ugly disease.
Hyundai Open Training will return to Saturday this week with a free barbecue provided by our friends at Barclay Smokehouse. Supporters can come along from 10:30 a.m. to catch the players prepare on the eve of their clash with the arch rival. The Blues meet the Pies in our away game at the MCG on Sunday afternoon. That's all the weekend news we've got for round 14. Catch us next Thursday with the Blues Weekend Update.